Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from our previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2015, Selena led a celebration of the interconnected circle of life on planet Earth with guided meditations, chants, and workings for a healthier environment.
Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we celebrate the 45th anniversary of Earth Day, a holiday that was begun on April 22nd, 1970, spearheaded by U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson, an environmentalist. I was among the many people that responded to Senator Nelson's call back in 1970 to do environmental education and to inspire environmental action as part of that very first Earth Day. I have been observing Earth Day ever since. In my personal home, in community settings, including at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is headquarters for Circle Sanctuary. We are based in southwestern Wisconsin, but serve pagans and other nature religion practitioners around the world. Tonight, I invite you to join in a celebration of Earth Day through spiritual ritual. This Earth Day ritual has emerged out of Earth Day rituals that I have guided in small and large group settings over the years at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve and other locations. I invite you to not only listen, but in a way that works for you and your own spiritual path or philosophy to join in. There'll be chants, there'll be meditations, there'll be readings and workings for a healthier and more sustainable planet Earth. We begin by focusing our awareness on nature. Nature not just as we experience nature in our personal lives, in our local environment, but nature as it manifests on planet Earth. And nature that encompasses our solar system, the cosmos. We honor nature. We attune to nature. We call to nature to teach us and guide us in our personal lives and our community collaborations to bring healing to the community of life on planet Earth of which we are a part. Nature teacher. Nature teaches us through direct observation, through scientific research, through spiritual practice, through mystical experience. Nature teaches us about the circle of life. Nature teaches us about birth and beginnings, about growth and development, about death and endings, about rebirth and renewal. Nature teaches us about life as strong and life as fragile. Nature teaches us about potential and manifestation, about life force growing a tiny acorn into a mighty oak. Nature teaches us about balance, about rhythms, about cycles. Nature teaches us about the interplay of day and night, the circle of the seasons, the changing phases of the moon, the dance of weather and climate. Nature teaches us about creation and destruction, about order and chaos, about repatterning and transformation, about constancy and change. Nature teaches about flexibility and adaptability. Nature teaches about standing strong, resisting, and pushing back. Nature teaches about holding on, about changing our grip, about letting go, about falling down, and getting up again. Nature teaches us about harmony, peace, and bliss. Nature teaches us about struggle, conflict, and survival. Nature teaches us about cooperation and competition, about isolation and community, and about interdependence. Nature teaches us about diversity in plants, in terrain, in creatures, in humankind, in the biosphere of planet Earth, in our solar system, in our galaxy, in the cosmos. Nature teaches us about systems, micro and macro, within us, around us, beyond us. Nature teaches us about differences, subtle, moderate, and dramatic. Nature teaches us about varieties of shape, color, size, texture, dynamics, life forms. Nature teaches us to celebrate and sustain diversity. Nature teaches us about the powers of the ancient elements of earth, air, fire, water, and the spirit that interconnects all. Nature teaches us the restorative power of rest, sleep, and dreaming. Nature teaches us the enlivening power of work, play, and creative expression. Nature teaches us the importance of whole foods, clean water, fresh air, exercise, and service. Nature teaches us about communicating with sounds, gestures, movement, and silence. Nature teaches us the importance of listening, of being still, of reflecting. Nature teaches us about homemaking, nesting, safety, and security. Nature teaches us about migration, living in multiple places, and traveling between. Nature teaches us to be aware and attuned to the environments we dwell in and the environments we visit. Nature teaches us there is more to life than what is within our own human thoughts and daily routines. Nature teaches us to pay attention to our surroundings, to be aware of others, to consider consequences of our actions, to learn from our experiences, to understand that we are part of a larger whole. Nature teaches us about nurturing, caring for others, caring for ourselves, participating in the caring of the larger communities of life of which we are all part. Nature teaches us about life, learning, and growth across generations. Nature teaches us the importance of respecting and learning from elders, and the importance of guiding and learning from youth. Nature teaches us the joys, enrichment, and therapeutic renewal of spending time unwired and unplugged in natural surroundings, of disengaging from human-centric activities in order to spend time developing awareness and relationships with other life forms. Nature teaches us to wonder, to appreciate beauty, to marvel in the blooming of flowers, the flight of birds, the dancing lights of the aurora, the sky colors of sun rising and sun setting, the glow of full moonlight on land and water, the delights of rainbows and sunbows. Nature teaches us to value knowledge and wisdom, mystery and magic, the known and unknown. Nature teaches us to value what has gone before, what is now, what is to come, what may be possible. Nature teaches about interconnection through synchronicity and serendipity. Nature teaches, pay attention, observe, reflect, learn, honor nature. We honor nature in this Earth Day ritual. We celebrate nature that is us, within us, around us, beyond us. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, let us honor the divine by whatever name or names, form or forms, or no form that is part of our own religious, spiritual, or philosophical path in this life. Divine, we call to you. Divine, we honor you. We honor you as one. We honor you as many. We invite you to be within us, to guide us, deepen our connection with the world of which we are part, the larger circle of nature, the community of life. So be it. We envision a sacred circle around us, and each of us with our own sacred circles envision ourselves being part of a larger sacred circle that is our ceremonial circle for celebrating Earth Day. We envision the circle around us as a circle of radiant light, a circle of love, a circle of possibility, a circle of hope, a circle of activism, a circle of life. And into our sacred circle, we honor the spirit of place where we are doing this rite. We connect with the spirit of place that is in the ground, that is in the air, that is in the fire in the form of sunlight, of energy, that is in the water that's within our bodies, and that's in the environment, moisture and air, groundwater, and other forms. We honor the spirit of place in the eternal now, the spirit of place as it's been in the past, spirit of place as it evolves into the future. We honor the sacred circle. We honor the sacred circle. We honor the sacred circle. And let us now connect with planet Earth, our home, and the circle of life, the web, the community of life and life forms that is our biosphere, planet Earth. And we call into our circle the spirit of Earth Day and call to mind connections with individuals, households, groups, communities, networks. We call those connections into this rite to honor those connections, to energize those connections, to learn from those connections. We celebrate those who are celebrating Earth Day now or in the recent past and in the times to come. We celebrate our connections. We celebrate our interconnections. We celebrate the Earth Day community of humans that are gathering to celebrate our connection with the biosphere, with nature. And I share now Earth Day prayer for planetary wellness. And this prayer emerged years ago. I created it for an Earth Day that I did at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. It's evolved a bit over the years. This is its present form. And I invite you to focus on each of these prayers to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop soil contamination and deforestation. May we bring forth cleaner soil and reforestation. Power of the sacred earth, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop air poisoning and ozone layer depletion. May we bring forth cleaner air and atmosphere restoration. Power of the sacred air, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop energy wastefulness and pollution. May we bring forth cleaner energy and energy conservation. Power of the sacred fire, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we stop water pollution and ocean destruction. May we bring forth cleaner water and ocean preservation. Power of the sacred water, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we put an end to social and spiritual toxicity. May we bring forth peace and spiritual harmony. Power of sacred spirit, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. May we live in harmony with other humans. May we live in harmony with all of nature on this planet and beyond. May we work together to end planetary sickness. May we work together to bring forth planetary wellness. Power of Mother Nature, guide us in this work to bring healing to planet Earth. So be it. We honor the many forms of life that are part of the biosphere. We honor humans in all their diversity. We honor our ancestors. We honor peoples on all the continents that form planet Earth. And we honor those humans who are off-planet as part of space exploration. We honor humans who are young, who are middle-aged, who are old. We honor generations past, generations present, generations yet to come. We honor human diversity. We honor human diversity. We honor human diversity. So be it. We honor creatures. We honor creatures that are in our lives. We honor creatures that are in our environment. We honor creatures who give us delight in legends, in art, in many forms. We honor creatures that are thriving. We honor creatures who have once been and are no more. Those creatures who have become extinct. And we call for healing and support to creatures who are critically endangered, including the following. Amur leopard, black rhino, cross river gorilla, hawk's bill turtle, Javan rhino, leatherback turtle, mountain gorilla. Pangolin. Sayola. South China tiger. Sumatran elephant. Sumatran orangutan. Sumatran rhino. Sumatran tiger. Vaquita. Western lowland gorilla. Yangtze Finland porpoise. And we remember and send support to those species who are endangered. African wild dog, Amur tiger, Asian elephant, Bengal tiger, black spider monkey, black-footed ferret, blue whale, blue fin tuna, bonobo, Bornean orangutan, Borneo pygmy elephant, chimpanzee, eastern lowland gorilla, fin whale, Galapagos penguin, Ganges River dolphin, giant panda, green turtle, Hector's dolphin, humphead russi, Indian elephant, Indo-Chinese tiger, Indus River dolphin, loggerhead turtle, Malayan tiger, North Atlantic right whale, orangutan, sea lions, sei whale, snow leopard, Sri Lankan elephant, tiger, whale. And we send remembrance and support to these species of creatures that are vulnerable. African elephant, big eye tuna, dogon, forest elephant, giant tortoise, great white shark, greater one-horned rhino, Irrawaddy dolphin, marine iguana, olive Ridley turtle, polar bear, red panda, savanna elephant, southern rock hopper penguin, whale shark. We remember and we send support to these species that are near threatened. Albacore tuna, beluga, greater sage grouse, jaguar, monarch butterfly, mountain plover, narwhal, plains bison, white rhino, yellow fin tuna. and we send remembrance and support for these species of concern. Arctic fox, Arctic wolf, bowhead whale, brown bear, common bottlenose dolphin, gray whale, macaw, pronghorn, skipjack tuna, swift, and others on the list of the World Wildlife Foundation include Amazon River dolphin, all dolphins and porpoises, elephant, gorilla, Pacific salmon, penguin, poison dart frog, rhino, sea turtle, seals, shark, sloth, tree kangaroo, and tuna. For all of these species named in this list, and for others at risk, we honor you, we send support to you, and may we join efforts not only to pray for your survival, but pray that you thrive, that you continue to be part of that greater web of life that is part of the biosphere that is planet Earth, our home. So mote it be. Attune to nature, care for the earth. Attune to nature, care for the earth. Attune to nature, care for the earth. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, let us focus our awareness on the realm of plants. Plants that are part of our lives. Trees near our homes, house plants, plants in gardens and parks, grasses that form lawn, shrubs, hedges, plants that we see every day. Let us call them to mind. Let us give thanks to the plants that are part of our daily life. And let us call to mind plants that are part of our nutrition, the plants that we consume, fruits and vegetables, salad greens, plants and plant materials that part of our meals, that form beverages, as well as dishes of food. And let us call to mind and express appreciation to the plants in our locale to plants around the planet to the grand forest of many types that are a kind of lung in the world. We give thanks to plants that make life possible, not only for humans and creatures, but that are an integral part of the biosphere. We honor plants in many forms. We honor plants. And we call on the green ones, the green man, the green woman, the green spirit at this Earth Day time to watch over vegetation, to bring harmony and balance to the plants in our world. Protection for those plants that are endangered, that are threatened. Strength and vitality. To plants of many forms in many places. We honor plants. We honor the green world. We give thanks to plants and the green world. May we grow in awareness of our connection, our dependence and interdependence on the plants that are part of the community of life on planet Earth. So mote it be. Attuned to nature, care for the earth. Attuned to nature, care for the earth. And we call to mind now ecosystems, different forms of the environment, places along the shore of watery places, deserts and prairies, deep forests, the plains, mountaintops, wetlands. They take different forms. Let us reflect a few moments on different forms of terrain on planet Earth, different ecosystems connected with the terrain, climate zones. Let us honor the diversity that is terrain and ecosystems, from the polar ice caps to the equator, through temperate zones and tropical and subtropical. Let us call to mind and honor and appreciate the diversity of habitat, of ecosystem, of terrain. Attuned to nature, care for the earth. And now let us reflect a few moments on the elements of nature. We connect with earth, rock, we call to mind those who are looking for sustainable agricultural ways, organic forms of agriculture that do not rely on poisons being put into the soil. And we call to mind efforts to clean up toxins from the soil, to reduce garbage going into landfills, to inspire individuals and families and communities to grow their own food, to engage in community-sponsored agriculture, earth, urban gardening, suburban gardening, gardening and farming in rural areas. Humankind deepening its understanding of the importance of rich, fertile soil, precious form of nature. And we call to mind the air that we breathe, and efforts to clean up the air, to eliminate toxic emissions going into the air, to find forms of transportation that do not lead to air pollution. Air, clean air. We reflect on air. We call to mind water, the waters in our bodies, the water that we drink, the water that we use for cleansing ourselves, use in daily life, the water that is in precipitation, that's humidity in the air, water that nurtures crops, waters that are salt waters in our oceans and seas, a water that's fresh water. Water, conserving water, turning off the faucet, gotten the water that we need. Recognizing clean, abundant, clear water, sacred form, precious commodity. May there be clean, abundant water for all those in need. Fire, energy, electricity, sustainable, clean energy. Envisioning this coming into being, conserving resources, being energy aware, turning off lights in our homes when we are not in a room, finding sustainable clean energy sources to incorporate in our lives. Taking action, communicating with lawmakers in society, others who are involved in energy work. Being an informed voter, asking the questions about environmental activism and support of those running for public office, learning who is moving things forward in a good way, being part of campaigns to move those who are committed for a better environment into positions of responsibility. And the fifth element, spirit, that which connects us all together, connects us with the different forms of nature on planet Earth and beyond, with humans of many paths and the creatures and the plants and the ecosystems, the elements. We celebrate the interconnected force that's within us and around us. And we call on the spirit of our planet, Mother Earth, Father Earth, Earth Spirit, can be known by many names. Tonight we call on that essence of our planet as Mother Earth. And we call Mother Earth to come and be with us in this Earth Day rite and every day. Help us deepen our understanding of our connection with the environment. And guide us into understanding and making commitments and implementing specific things that we can do to bring about a healthier planet Earth. Mother Earth, we call to you. Mother Earth, we honor you. Guide us, aid us, teach us, help us to bring healing to planet Earth. Thanks to the forms of the divine that we have connected with, we give thanks to nature, to Mother Earth, to the sacred circle around us, the sacred circle that is the circle of life. May we carry with us now and in the time to come a deeper connection with the spiritual dimensions of our environment, of the community of life, the circle of nature of which we are a part. May we bring about a world with clean earth, clean air, clean water, clean energy, clean earth, clean air, clean water, clean energy, clean earth, clean air, clean water, clean energy. May Earth Day be every day. May we think globally, act locally. May we keep the spirit of Earth Day alive within ourselves, within our lives, within our world. So mote it be. Blessed Earth Day. For more information about Earth Day and ways to celebrate it, I invite you to visit the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org. You can connect with us on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community, and I invite you to join my various celebrations of Earth Day online at Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, Instagram, Selena Fox, Twitter, Selena_Fox, and my website, www.selenafox.com. Thank you all for tuning in and taking part in our Earth Day ritual.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. Speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.